Today I have the absolute pleasure of connecting with Tom Palladino, and who's coming to us live from Florida today. So welcome, Tom. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm just going to give a really brief little intro. So from what I understand, you have spent quite a lot of years and undergraduate studies researching about scalar energy and research around that area of expertise. So you're a bit of a science and spiritual blend at heart, is that correct?
Yeah, that's accurate, sure.
Yeah, cool. I just want to talk about my why first. So the reason why I wanted to get you on today, Tom, is because when I read and came across some of your information online talking about scalar energy and the connection to Tesla technology, or the understanding of those principles of scalar and standing waves and zero-point energy field, and also the repression of those technologies from kind of collective consciousness, it was really interesting. So I found so many similarities between the work that you're doing now, which we're going to talk about, and the work that I've been kind of undertaking over the last 5 years within my own practice, doing kind of worldwide distance healing, tapping into quantum energy fields, Reiki energy, Chi, Prana, whatever you like to call that, and also regression into different lifetimes with people. So it's the crossover and the blend of your passion and your purpose, and the gifts that you're bringing on a soul level into this beautiful planet that I'm so interested in. So welcome, Tom. Do you want to kick off and tell us a little bit, like the audience, like briefly who you are, what you do, and also explaining what scalar energy is and all around us? Yeah.
Sure. I live a blessed life. I'm fortunate enough to work with the God Force energy, with consciousness on a daily basis. I have worked with this God Force for years. What do I mean? I'm working with scalar energy or zero point energy. And I've developed and perfected a technique using scientific instruments that control scalar energy. So on a daily basis, I am able to work with this field, this matrix, scalar energy. And I'm pursuing the avenue presently of quantum health, and it works. Scalar energy works to improve the quantum health of the people, animals, plants. Yeah. And it's so promising because it's so simple, it's safe, and it's effective. And I want to drive home in that import amongst your audience. This is the future. It's quantum healing. And it's effectuated by scalar energy.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And we were just chatting just really briefly before this. You know, when I first kind of went through my awakening and understanding, like it was like a light bulb just went off and Gaia TV came online and all of these people talking about ancient civilizations and technologies and, you know, even interstellar topics and themes of free energy and zero point energy field. And, you know, so I feel like a lot of humanity has kind of, we've had this sort of shroud of insomnia over us for quite a long time, but I believe that with the rate in which the energy, the Schumann resonance, everything within our DNA, I mean, everyone's feeling it on a body and a physiological level right now as well, as we go through this planetary shift. So as you mentioned before, it's interesting because there's been many times where this technology or free energy, whether it's applied to power, to health, to our heating and well-being, it's been repressed so many times, right? There's been so many patents and technologies that have had the hammer slammed down on them, or the patents been removed, or the funding's been cut. And this was very much like sort of the Tesla story with JP Morgan and, you know, those that were funding his research. I mean, he had so many unpublished, repressed patents around this information. Is that correct?
Sure it was. I really believe demonic forces were against Tesla. J.P. Morgan was essentially an agent for the Rothschilds. At that point in time, it was apparent to J.P. Morgan and the Rothschilds that Tesla was working on free energy. Mm. Well, those robber barons do not want free energy. So it was suppressed in Tesla's day, and it's still suppressed today. Why? It's a new way of living. It's a new paradigm. And this new paradigm makes obsolete much of the technology today. Well, progress must march forward, and we must continue on in this avenue with Tesla's work in mind. I studied Tesla. He was brilliant, obviously, but we must pick up where he left off.
For sure. And he was such a pioneer, wasn't he? Because as you mentioned in some of your descriptions, like Tesla kind of was one of the grandfathers of alternating current, if not the key figure in it. And, you know, we all know alternating current, like every power point in our home, a lot of the systems that we use, that we now power our world and the grids around the world, it was all through, you know, just the connection of his information. And he was such a connected person as well, wasn't he? Like on a higher energy level and on a non-physical spiritual level, he just got so much information and ideas, and he would always work through it in his mind, right? Before he'd ever come to physical form, he would process and develop and come to the problem-solving side, all in the mind and the consciousness.
You're right. He's just brilliant. Just brilliant. And this world has to pay attention to his work. You're right. And it was suppressed. You know, what's really interesting, Tesla began his career with AC electricity. He's considered the father of AC electricity. And that he deserves that appellation. But he's also the father of scalar energy.
Yes.
Later in his life, he developed radiant energy. He called it radiant energy, but he knew it was the free energy of the cosmos. So he transitioned from AC electricity to radiant energy, meaning what? He had two careers. And this is what people miss. His first career was with AC electricity that required wires and a power generator. His second career was with radiant energy that was wireless, and the power was from the sun, from the stars. He had two distinct careers, and the latter part of his life is obscured because the powers that be do not want us to realize the advances that he made.
And I guess that's where we also have this dual message as well. Like, you're coming from quite a specific scientific side, but your purpose and passion is very much that higher level awareness of helping humanity. And on my side, I really come from wanting to activate and connect people to the understanding of the power of their own consciousness and intention. So we're going to go into a little bit about talking about what your specific technology is, of how you use to harness and focus scalar energy, and also that power of conscious intention. Because I believe it's like fire, right? We're going to give an analogy of the you're going to give the analogy of the radio signal there soon. But it's like I say to my clients, it's like fire, that through consciousness, that fire can either burn down a city, or that fire can cook and provide for a whole village, town, and city. It's the use of our consciousness and intention behind that energy that is going to make all the difference, right? Because I believe we've had these technologies before, but we've also met many civilization ends throughout the world where those civilizations have gone into misuse of antimatter, dark matter, and different technologies as well. So the consciousness must be there spiritually and evolutionally in order for this to really get the momentum that it needs. Is that correct?
I agree with you. You can call it consciousness, you can call it unified prayer or unified thought. All of that is driven by a unified field or a unified energy. What is the unifying principle of the universe? Scalar energy. It's universal, it's everywhere, it transcends time and space, it's responsible for all communication. So that fits the bill. It's scalar energy, that's the unifying principle. With this unifying principle, you have command over nature.
And it's really working with it, right? Because it's like the power's on, the energy's on, like power to your house, but how you choose to use that within your own property, or how dim you turn your lights, you know, like it's how we use that, and do we switch on different appliances? Like, that's our free will choice. So let's talk about this now. So as you've explained, scalar is, I mean, some people or different philosophies and practitioners call it chi, prana, zero point energy field. If you're into Dr. Stephen Greer, he talks about interstellar travel and using the zero point energy field within spacecrafts and non-combustible anti-gravity antimatter engines and all that sort of thing. So from your perspective, do you want to just give the audience that concept of the, you know, the repeater, the radio station, around how this energy works and how you're focusing it for healing?
Thank you so much. So I work with scalar energy instruments, and what's really a blessing and quite, if you will, different, I work with people by way of a photograph. What do I mean? People will email me a photograph. This is my photograph, which carries my signature. So in a scalar energy force field, you're everywhere. In other words, if I place my photograph in a scalar energy instrument, it reports to me. I can bilocate by way of a scalar energy instrument through my photograph, or my photograph will allow me to teleport from one point to another. Mm-hmm. So this is common in a scalar energy environment. It's instantaneous communication or instantaneous travel. And you can only do that in the scalar energy realm. There's impediments within the electromagnetic realm. So in a scalar energy paradigm, you transcend time and space. Time and space are not impediments. And this is what people have to wrap their heads around. In a scalar energy environment, we're in a different, it's a different physics book. And the laws of electromagnetic energy do not apply to a scalar energy paradigm.
Mm-hmm. And just for those that are less sciencey based, like, for example, the electromagnetic spectrum, that's what we kind of use in physics to, you know, talk about wavelengths and whether it's a microwave, yep. X-ray, sunlight, all that sort of thing. So for those that are not quite as techie based, yes. We are used to using a system of measurement, you know, for different areas of our construction makeup, our matrix, our physics of planet Earth. But as we're expanding our consciousness, new systems, new ways of looking at our experience, new ways of understanding both our biological, physical, and our light energy body are needed. And, you know, as we kind of have touched on and you have in your work, is science is always playing this game of, I'll believe it when I can prove it and see it, whereas religion and faith are like, no, you have to have the faith, you're the creator. When you have the faith, then it will manifest in your experience. Yes. And yeah. So we're always trying to kind of bridge this gap, but it seems like that the science is always, through their own conscious blocks, yes. putting limitations in the pathway of yeah. even their own development and success, right? And the twin slot experiment, and like around the Nazi Germany times, around Heisenberg, they specifically talk about the challenges they had when it came to developing the nuclear bomb, and why they didn't actually end up winning that war was simply because every time they would do their experiments, the consciousness of, you know, the workers and the quantum physicists, they would actually change the outcome of the results, and it was not predictable. And that's when they kind of realized that our intention or us observing something and our consciousness yes. is actually having an effect on what we are observing. So here we are talking about the similar principle where you're holding a photo and you've also got something on a like a micro biological layer, like a photo. So let's talk yes. about this connection between you've got a image of the person that has its energetic yes. signature. Okay. And then do they come with you for a specific purpose? Like, do they have a specific disease or ailment? Or
you know, I never diagnose because... For two reasons, per se, I'm not a medical professional, so I want to keep this at the energetic level. And secondly, today I work with 500,000 people by way of their photograph, so I cannot diagnose 500,000 people. Yes. So I've standardized the process. Now, let me explain. If I can send energy into the quantum field, into a person's photograph, I have to send instructions with it. So I'm going to hold up a photograph of the herpes virus. This is a magnified photograph of the herpes virus. When I place these two photographs inside an instrument, the energy or the signature of the herpes virus will go into the quantum field or in the energy field of the person in my field. For instance, if I had herpes, this photograph of herpes would search for herpes in my body, in my quantum body. And if it would find herpes in my body, it would break it apart or would negate the molecular bonds. Mm-hmm. Now, keep in mind, the fact that my photograph is inside an instrument works as my bilocated version. I don't have to be inside the instrument. My photograph is my substitution. It's my bilocated version. So by working with a person's photograph, you don't have to travel to North America to be in my laboratory. Your photograph in substitution represents you. You bilocate.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
You bilocate. And
so that's also
the whole process.
That's really beautiful. So that principle from other people's perspectives, like if you've ever had any form of distance Reiki healing in that or done any form of surrogacy regression. So that's also known as surrogacy, isn't it? Where we can place our intention through that photo, or you can even use a surrogate through a parent to heal their children and that sort of thing in the energy realms as well. So awesome. It's just so amazing to see how you've created your own unique blend of how to tap into this energy and utilize this. Yeah. So if you're servicing 500,000 people right now, what does that look like? Do you have a room of Do you have a scalar room? Because I've seen one of your devices, and it's quite a small device. It takes, you can maybe put a stack of photos in there.
Exactly. Yeah.
So can you group? Can you group photos?
Yes,
is it a good question? Can you group photos and chuck it in, and then it will? Yeah.
I will. I'll have a collage, or I'll have miniatures.
Here we go. Beautiful.
And so with my instrument, I can use miniaturized photograph. All you have to do is have some photograph of a person's skin. Hmm. So you're getting to see this global prospect now. Today, again, I've treated 500,000 people, all by way of the photograph. Many of them are group photographs. And with that in mind, it's a light process. And my light instrument, once again, transcends time and space. So I have standardized the session so I can treat everybody equally, fairly, and efficiently. And this is what I envision, John. This is where we're going. I want a global healing ministry. The day is coming that we'll work with 500,000,000 people a year.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, like when you think about, because I've been looking into other technologies like, sorry, I can't recall her name, but there's the scalar instruments, like in terms of those colored TV screens that look like Joseph's Technicolor Dreamcoat right now. And there's rooms, you know, of lounges and kind of a theater type setup. And, you know, will we just go to a healing theater? And, you know, would it be like sitting at the movies where you go in there, receive this specific treatment, and then cool, thank you. You can walk out and feel a bit better in a little while.
Yeah, it's, you know, to impart this, once again, it's informational healing. It's instructions. I never work in the biological realm, so to speak. And this is not biochemical as a reaction. It's a light reaction, and I deliver information or light to actuate a favorable outcome.
Beautiful. So that's the understanding of how I perceive, you know, whether you're talking about law of attraction, whether you're talking about quantum healing, whether you're talking about regression into any time space, everything's created in the energy realm first. And if someone's body is experiencing some form of disharmony, dis-ease, even organs have specific vibrations and frequencies that when they're optimum, same with the chakras, when they're optimum, they will hold a specific tonal frequency when they're healthy, when they're functioning, and when they're working correctly with your non-physical and physical body. So I think it's beautiful that you're working with that level, because that's kind of like on that soul light level is where I focus all of my energy and intention to. And then the physical shifts come, right?
Yes, exactly. We want to put the cause first, and then what follows is the effect. So when we're working with energy, which is fundamental, we can determine the outcome. With my instruments, I can determine, because I'm working with fundamental energy, that by placing these two photographs inside an instrument, I can detect the herpes virus and break it apart or fragment it. I can determine the outcome. Scalar energy puts us in command over a microbe, or puts us in command over consciousness. Beautiful. We can determine the outcome. So as they say in the vernacular, this is a done deal. This is a no-brainer.
A really beautiful channel that comes to my mind. I was talking to you about, it was probably about a decade ago when I started listening to Lee Carroll, who channels Cryon, of the Magnetic Service. They call this collective energy. And he was talking about the seeding of our planet, that all the technologies that were only at about 33% DNA activation, you know, throughout evolution. And that's why we've got such short lifespans and such deteriorating bodies and all of the environmental stresses. But he also talks about our ability to consciously choose as the captain of our ship, whether you want your DNA replication, which is happening at what, from what I understand, millions of times a second of the death rebirth cycle of our genetic structure, we can instruct it same or different, same or different. So if we have toxic or malignant or out of balance cells, and they're just repeating on that old program and imprinting of disease, 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 then it needs a different instruction, right? It needs a different instruction to, and that's what it is. We understand this fundamentally with our operating system, with our phones and updates to our application, right? And we do it every day. So let's do it to our bodies. Let's bring this technology and this awareness back to our bodies.
Yes, I concur. You know, again, if you can give your cell phone instructions, then why can't I give a photograph instruction? Yeah. Okay, you can receive light or instructions or an impulse, an electrical impulse on your phone. Why can't you receive an impulse on your photograph? You can.
And to seal this with one more like example, so that anyone non-techie can understand. It's like we've all got fiber to our homes now. But if you don't have the password to the Wi-Fi, how good is that fiber connection to your phone? Right? You've got the receiver, you've got the technology, but there's no connection. And this is what I believe is so special about your work, is you're bridging that connection. It's like you've got the Wi-Fi password, and then we're updating the apps on that person's light body, their energetic body, so that they can now have an app that doesn't crash.
Good.
Okay, my friend. So now we're going to jump into so specifically talking about the HIV virus, your work in Tanzania. Do you want to talk to the audience about what you've been focused on for, it looks like
Thank
it's been going well over 5 years, yeah?
you. Yeah, thank you. It's been quite successful. We're working pro bono with people around the world. And yes, we've been working with people in Tanzania who were HIV positive. So we approach HIV clinics around the world and we tell them, send us your photograph and we'll address this viral disease. Well, many people in Tanzania, hundreds of people in Tanzania took us up on that. And now we've had follow-ups after a number of years, and people say that after the scalar energy sessions, they recovered, their health is sound. Many of those people have had follow-up PCR tests. And the PCR tests are undetectable. No viral load for HIV can be detected. Now, we've done this thousands of times around the world, and there have been thousands of PCR tests that prove that something happened, that no longer is there any viral load for HIV. And we've placed on our website the report from Tanzania. We have firsthand accounts from people in Tanzania who say that they are now of sound health to the point that they don't even attend an HIV clinic.
And this is where I'm again, like, there's a kind of position that you hold as an individual healer or a holder of small groups or facilitations. But when we look at the world and humanity and where we really need a help, like, we do need these technologies that can work on a greater, larger scale with people, especially those that don't have access to travel, like transportation. They may not have telecommunication means. You know, it's all very good if you have the money and you can turn up to your local healer or whatever it might be for like every week or fortnight or however many times you choose in a year. But there's many that don't have the luxury of having that access to healing and to the ability to get, like, you know, even fundamental health care, like fresh water. You know, there's so many things in which, if this is directed and applied in the correct way, it can bring absolute paradigm change to our planet, yeah.
And that's the driving force here. I want to help people. And as a humanitarian, as a Christian, I realize there are many people in the world that don't have money. So I'm trying to establish this healing ministry so we can work with just about everybody in the world free. And if we can keep our costs down and people will participate and send us photographs, I can't photograph everybody, but we have free sessions on our website so that people around the world now can just upload their photograph.
Beautiful. So as technology has shifted and evolved, right, the invention of the internet and the freedom of information and the sharing, well, somewhat freedom of information, depending on what social media platform you're on. But that's what's beautiful as well, is I've even noticed in my own journey, as the vibration, energy, and new tools and technology come online, it's much easier. I mean, we're connecting across time and space right now, right? And it's so much easier to access, like, what we might consider a truth within our heart and within our, in that Christ consciousness of what is true for us, not what we've been conditioned to think.
Thank
So
you.
we've got everything, right? There's I'm just reading down some of the stats, the HIV test, there's breast cancer, there's like all ranges of how cancer or malignant cells have affected these beautiful stories. So all of those testimonials are on Tom's website, including a wealth of information. So I'm just going to drop it in there now. It's www.scalarlight.com. And from what I understand, some of those testimonials are on a .co.uk variant of your website as well. Okay, so what's your why? This is a big question because all of us get into this for a reason. What is your core why, and what started you on this journey of wanting to, like, you know, what created your hero's journey, this path of synchronicity that you follow down now?
God has given me wisdom, and I have to follow up on that. If God gives you a gift, you follow up on that. And I always knew that technology was one of the tools to improve the world condition. So I've always wanted to help people. Well, I want to help people on a grand scale. And with this type of technology, we can work with half a billion. We could work with a billion people a year. Now, that's how you leverage technology. Hmm. So with the wisdom, with God's help, with God's instruction, and now getting people involved, it's a step-by-step process. But once people get involved and we start receiving half a billion photographs a year, then I've realized my plan has come to fruition. We've accomplished what we want to do, setting up a global healing ministry all by way of photographs. And with most people, we treat them for free. I realize, again, people are poor, they're marginalized, and we change the world condition for the better. That's the end game.
Mm-hmm. Tom, this might be a bit more of a personal question, but how have you found the receptivity amongst like your faith religion? Like, I was born and raised Christian, but as a young boy, I recognized that there was a lot of limitations to what I was being shown or taught through what we consider the New Bible, the New Testament, and that sort of thing. I felt like there was key pieces missing, like about we are made, like, you know, they say we're made in the image of the Creator, but then there was a lot of layers of dogma and stuff that are rolling through, you know, what we know as mainstream modern religion. And it's just like, how have you found the receptivity to your work and being able to take on that role?
The reception has been excellent, because once people understand this and they see that this makes sense, this is logical to many people, yes. I have very little pushback from most people. They realize I'm sincere. I have the right intention. People, we're really driven by what I would consider a grassroots movement. And the people have been excellent. Without the support of the people, I'd be nowhere. So I give, you know, all the credit to the people of the world, the people of the world. Now, on the other side of the coin, I don't have any support from government, big business, academia, any foundation, any trust, any research group, none, zip. Mm. It's not as if I would, decline to work with them. But, you know, you have to start asking yourself, why is it that the people are so for this and support this, but we don't have any help, any support whatsoever from those aforementioned government entities and businesses and institutions? You know, that should prod people to, just think about that.
So this is, again, one of the similarities between us, because we're the same on outside of the world. Like, what I do is just like, it's not supported by your funding or your medical funding. It's too out there. But when, again, this shared concept of what we do, it's not measurable by current sensitivities and machines and instruments. We can see the end result. We can talk to clients. We can see the shifts within their mind, their body, their spirit, their happiness, their physiology. You know, those are the direct physical world results that we see. But for those that want to prove it before they see it, I mean, even those studies are starting to break down now with the whole all the heart math institute and, you know, putting monks under like all the brain mapping machines and that. So we are starting to create this shift, which is beautiful, because it needs to happen. And, you know, not only on a kind of global level, but we each need to understand that we are made in the image of the Creator as well. Yes. Like, that same universal life force energy that flows through all the stars, yes. The sun, is within every part of our DNA structure, our helix, our coding. Uh-huh. And so I think that's the whole reversal, right, of what we've been taught and shown. What do we need to get rid of in terms of old belief systems and paradigms?
Yeah.
And flipping the whole coin around and saying, we are that. Yeah. And if we are that, and there is no time and space, and there is no separation and disconnection, what can we do from that perspective?
Yeah, right. You know. And blessings to that. And I concur. I can use this example. A scalar energy is a double helix. It's the same ratio and proportion as our DNA. So I've always had this contention that our DNA is a standing scalar wave. Yes. You know, what gives our DNA that shape, that double helix, and what maintains that? It has to be scalar energy instructions. Mm. So what am I getting at? Scalar energy programs our genome. Scalar energy programs all life forms. Without scalar energy, you do not have DNA, the life molecule. And what gives the life molecule its life? It's the life force energy, scalar energy. How important is scalar energy? It's responsible for all life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it? And so again, just seeing, looking around us in our day-to-day life and, you know, noticing like vegetation, vegetables, trees, like there's such divinity and such connection, like the tides going in and out, sun and moon, perfect. There's perfect proportions and ratios and cycles to everything that we get to experience. I feel like we've just become so out of balance and disconnected to that truth within our own personal lives. You know, we've gone on this rat race to fit in this box and this matrix that just primes, educates, and conditions people to fit within that box. But that box is breaking open very quickly. And through, you know, people speaking out and talking about the ways in which they're helping people, sharing their messages, sharing their findings, you know, unrepressed. It's such a powerful time, and I'm so excited for what is coming and what we're going to be able to experience as well.
Yeah. It just has so much potential. You know, again, we're looking at free energy, scaled energy, which will solve the energy crisis. It can be used for telecommunications. It can be used for quantum health. Scale energy is responsible for gravity, so eventually we'll be able to overcome gravity and use this for transportation possibilities.
Absolutely.
So this gives it, scale energy provides dominion over nature. Nikola Tesla saw that. And this is why Tesla's work has essentially been, if you will, undermined for over a century now.
Yeah, there's no money in it, right? And that's why.
I say that frequently. You know, a lot of people say, Tom, well, what's the point? Why aren't we using this? I said, well, it's a paradigm shift. It's going to change the military-industrial complex.
Yeah, totally. And on that note, a man that's heavily involved and has been his whole life is Dr. Stephen Greer. And I thought it was so fundamentally beautiful, the timing in which, you know, his undisclosed and like his disclosure movies, and it came out in the perfect timing when everyone was in lockdown, and it was amazing to see what he is trying to drive. So he, again, he has a similar passion to us. He's like very he's had beautiful interstellar ET connections and channelings. He talks about visitations with higher dimensional beings that are trying to help humanity, and he's trying to change the whole script and story that we've been told that has separated us from our interstellar roots and our interstellar family. And, you know, so the zero point energy field, the interdimensional travel, like all of the stuff, like we've got to get out of our old linear thinking, which is not quantum, and step into this understanding that if we can consciously project or think of a place, we can be there. We can remote view, we can remote travel or astral travel. And so, you know, this is, it's so, we can use this to affect every area of our life. It's not limited. And I don't know, I just find that so fascinating and so exciting, because once that can's open, it's going to be hard to put the lid back on, and humanity is not going to want to go back to having that lid put back on them.
you're absolutely right. And that's what we have to do. We have to show how appealing this is, how simple, easy, safe, how appealing this is. And people are getting it. Again, without the people, I would be nowhere. I would be an obscure researcher. You'd never hear me. But now the fact that the people have rallied around my work, now and only now have been able to promulgate what I've learned.
Beautiful. So the information is not getting shut down. Like even if you don't have funding, right? That's the important principle here. Sometimes when we're bound and tied to funding or research grants and that sort of thing, you're very much at the obligation or the mercy of how they choose to do it. And that's where a lot of the most famous inventors and fathers of their kind of technological movements were grounded and halted and repressed. Like in, you know, Stephen Greer's last movie, he talked about 100 years of lost technologies. Like, and he referenced about 30 different inventors that had beautiful zero point energy field or very small input and really high output that could power each home. Each home would just have a magnetic, beautiful gyroscope that would self-power itself, and we wouldn't need to be connected to a grid. We could go into communities, we could power our own homes. And so, yeah, I can't wait for this to become unregulated and open source. So he's doing a massive movement to live stream and record and open source every development. So when you share that information and research around the world, someone has a breakthrough, you know, in real time through the technology of live streaming that we've made a breakthrough. Guys, try this. Like, and that's really cool, of using mainstream technology to the advantage of getting that information out there.
Right.
It's too easy to repress if you're sitting alone in a garage somewhere, right?
And you're right. once the people get hold of it, and you can leverage the media, you know, in particular social media, then it works to your benefit. So we're going to beat them at their own game. That is, you know, the cabal.
Yep.
And we're going to use the tools against them that they've used against us, the people.
So outside of the Tanzania like focus project, what other like sort of common or typical illnesses or things have you been able to kind of remedy or cure or bring freedom from through your work?
I always like to work with photographs of microbes, germs, because that assures me that I can identify that microbe and the instrument will seek out to break down the molecular bonds of that microbe. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to rattle off maybe 8 or 10 conditions that are caused by a microbial infection that we've had great success with. HIV, we can disassemble HIV, herpes, the Lyme spirochete.
Yes.
Cytomegalovirus, Epstein-Barr virus, various types of fungi, say Candida albicans. Okay, working with protozoans such as the four types of malarial protozoan that cause what malaria. Working with various types of common bacteria, Streptococcus mutans that causes periodontal disease. Our ability to negate the molecular bonds of viruses, bacteria, protozoan, fungi, allows us this broad reach to cleanse the body of microbes, of pathogens. So presently, at this point in time, I'm able to identify and eradicate over 400,000 species of microbes, of pathogens. That's a tall order. So I can't eradicate every pathogen, but we're on our way to eradicating the most common. And this, I would hope that this would really catch on and people would see how, again, simple, easy, safe, and indeed effective this is to address pathogenic infection.
So I understand that depending, like some of those pathogens are obviously more severe and more aggressive than others. We started this conversation because you don't know me, you don't know my story or journey, and the Epstein-Barr virus was something that I held all from my early 20s right through to early 30s, and that's what led me into my own journey of self-healing, because after giving up on all mainstream, I tried everything, like so many different practitioners, even holistic health, like acupuncture and stuff, but something was not shifting in my body, and I was always manifesting this communication through health ailments, issues, Epstein-Barr, and I couldn't shift it. I just wake up every couple of months, sweats, and the doctors are like, this is dormant. Yeah, that was like, you know, a few years ago. I'm like, this is not dormant. I am sweating in my bed like every 2 months, like 3 or 4 nights in that period. And I'm like, there's something that they're not understanding, and I need to find the answer for my own sanity. Because, you know, as soon as we get something that's quite long-standing, like any chronic illness, it's very, very hard for Western medicine to deal with it. Like most of the times they'll just dismiss it, or they'll try to offer you, you know, it's really, I feel it's more acute focused, our Western medicine at the moment, whereas the Eastern philosophies, they're much more into the meridians, the energy flow, the chakra system, how to support and align those chakras into harmonious functions so that then that can support your physical, spiritual body. And so that's, you know, it's amazing when you get the environment in balance, and this includes even our schedules and our timings and doing collaborative health issues. You know, like you said, it might not work for every single thing out there, but let's talk about integrative medicine, right? Let's talk about integrating these holistic approaches and different people and different specialties to bring drug-free, like non-pharmaceutical, big pharma-based holistic health options that ultimately work. And that's, you know, we're not going to get the funding yet. That New Earth funding has not yet come, but we know it works. Like, I know, like, what we both do works 1,000,000%. And, you know, this message is important for people to hear, because so many people get put down by a diagnosis or a label, and they just accept that they've got that for life. And that's the greatest crime for me, when people, when people turn up and they say, I've been given that, or inhospitable womb, or I'll, you know, I'll never fall pregnant or be able to give life, or I'll, you know, I've got this brain aneurysm and that's it. And it's like, I've seen like absolute miracles happen in real time. And this, of what you're sharing, is a miracle in real time as well. So
thank you.
Yeah, it's so beautiful to be able to reach a broader spectrum of help and assistance too.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So treatment-wise, there's different severities, but what does a typical treatment plan look like? Let's say, for example, if I came to you with Epstein-Barr virus, I would send you a photo, you would upload that to your site, and right. What would the treatment kind of look like? What sort of plan or process or schedule would I go through?
Mm-hmm. So we've developed what I call the standardized approach, and as the name implies, it's used in a uniform fashion with everybody that visits our website. The standardized approach allows us to eradicate pathogens, balance the chakras, and also create nutrients. So there's three protocols, there's three modalities that people are entitled to on a daily basis. So 1 hour a day, we identify and eradicate pathogens, microbes. The second hour of the day, we balance the chakras. Now a scalar energy instrument can balance your brain waves and chakras. That's one of the abilities of a scalar energy instrument. It can interface with your brain waves, which are scalar waves. It can balance your seven chakras, which are seven points of scalar energy or scalar light. And then the remaining 22 hours of this standardized approach, we actually assemble nutrients. How do I do that? I take photographs of a nutrient. Here's a photograph of vitamin E.
Beautiful.
If I were to place that side by side my photograph, the two force fields would interact. Vitamin E would interact and communicate with my force field. I can assemble vitamin E through the instructions found on a photograph. So that's our standardized approach. Now, with this standardized approach, I believe in giving people the full treatment. So that's 24 hours a day I'm treating a person's photograph.
Cool. So the machine's on, their photos in the machine, or the group of people wanting that treatment in the machine.
Yes. Yep. 24 hours a day. Yeah.
Cool. So what would be, some of the HIV studies that you've done, like what sort of time frame did those clients and testimonials, what did they notice a shift in?
Yeah. Usually within the first month, they feel better. They're starting to feel better. After 2 months, invariably people gain weight, their appetite returns, their pain, their discomfort starts to diminish. And they're on their road to recovery.
Okay? Beautiful.
Just after 2 months. And it's so promising. You know, a lot of these people were once almost bedridden. Now they have a new lease on life, so to speak, and they're working. They went back to school.
Beautiful.
You know, many of them feel that they've said, now this is their testimony, we have no longer any symptoms of HIV. Those symptoms, those signs of HIV infection, they're gone.
So anyone listening to this or anyone that knows, I mean, I don't think there's anyone that I know that would not know someone with one or a few different illnesses or Still's disease or arthritis or chronic fatigue or whatever it is. In modern society, the out of balance way that we're living is creating all of these imbalances within the physical, the biological and the spiritual body. So, you know, for anyone that wants to give this a go or that can recommend someone to try it, or maybe there's people at home that, again, not mobile, not able to go get access to care, that might be in the armchair most of the day or bedridden, please check out like Tom's site. There's a beautiful free 15-day trial that is offering to anyone that goes along there. Check out the information. There's so much beautiful stuff there to kind of mull over and to digest. But, you know, even for those that aren't into the techie, geeky, like get a real kick out of looking into all these details, like even for someone to just passively receive, that's what's really beautiful about this, because even when you're talking about energy healing, such as like Reiki or, you know, past life regression, some people just trigger a block in their mind and be like, oh no, I don't know whether I believe in there's more than one lifetime. My triggers or my barriers or my mind, my ego's putting up blocks and walls to even being open to that perspective. So that's why even this being able to be delivered, I mean, it's active from your side, but the way that they're receiving it is a very passive, not needing to intervene kind of format, isn't it?
Yeah. Let me use this analogy. If you look at the universe, everything has to communicate with everything. Otherwise, the universe would be chaos. I mean, every electron, every proton, every galaxy, every plant, every mineral, it all requires instructions. If you take away those instructions, or those instructions are not accurate, you would have a universe of chaos. Why do we have order in our universe? The instructions are perfect. Mm-hmm. What instructs the universe? Energy, light. What is that light? It's consciousness, scalar light, life force energy. This is how important this energy is. It dictates the outcome of the universe. Scalar energy serves as the instructions of everything.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, even with that photograph and showing, like, say, the vitamin D or vitamin C, it's important for our audience to understand that that paper is not just paper. That rock is not just a rock. That tree is not just a tree. There is an intelligence, the divine intelligence, the field around every single living and sentient thing. And even that photograph, like what we've considered inanimate, is not inanimate. It has a field, it has a consciousness, and that's why this all works, right? Just because we can't perceive it with our five physical senses does not mean that there's not the quantum, this non-visible realm that's outside of the spectrums of what we can currently perceive.
Thank you. I'm going to give the audience an example.
Yeah.
Working through a photograph, my predecessor, his name was Galen Hieronymus. He worked with the Apollo 11 astronauts through their photograph, okay, while they were on the moon or while they were orbiting the moon. And the photograph reported their blood pressure and their heartbeat in real time, even though the astronauts were a quarter of a million miles away on the moon. Meaning what? The photograph is the real-time report card, even if you're on the moon a quarter of a million miles away.
Beautiful. So, as you mentioned before, there's light and dark to all topics. This is the balance of polarity and duality that we're currently shifting through. And I know even in some of my research that, you know, there's, like you talked about, the industrial military complex. Mm-hmm. They have had scalar technology and they have misused scalar technology, you know, and they have that very negative, it's like nuclear energy. It could have been a free, sustainable energy, and the latest nuclear energy is becoming that way where they're not ripping something apart, they're actually focusing energy on a very specific light point. So I saw last night. But this is what's interesting, right? Because the energy is beautiful, it's free, but how we consciously choose to direct and intend that energy is everything. And that's why, you know, again, what you're doing related to this technology, instead of it just being used in a negative way to, you know, you can do all sorts with it, right? You can push uncomfortable frequencies that are not audible to the ear, but you can feel it buzzing through your whole body, like the crowd control stuff or how to disperse people. And, you know, that's, again, what I want to hit home is this is beautiful and safe. It has pure intention and it's all being used in a non-invasive, helpful way to overcome many things that we've known as common problems and challenges, right?
Right. Thank you so much. And that's where we're going. We're going to make this world a better place. We are on a daily basis. Today in my lab, I work with 500,000 people. That's an improvement. That's what I'm all about. I want to see improvements. I want to see the world advance.
Mm.
Thank you, John. Thank you for being like-minded and trying to make this world a better place.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Is there any other beautiful messages? So again, your website, www.scalarenergy.com. There's the 15-day free trial.
Scalarlight.com.
Okay, cool. Scalarlight. Yep, perfect. And so I'll put them in the show notes as well.
Okay.
Is there any parting message that you'd like to share with the audience?
Please. And I say this frequently. Our mind, the brain, but the extension is the mind, and our heart, our feelings, those are examples of scalar energy. God has given everybody a mind and a heart. And this is the great example we have as to how scalar energy interfaces with us. Scalar energy is responsible for our thoughts, our creativity. Scalar energy is responsible for our heartbeat, let alone our feelings, our emotion. And so this really boils it down to really a very simple principle. We are scalar energy beings. We exist by scalar energy. This is God's light. And two of the great examples are the mind and the heart. Now, I say this frequently. Everybody is a scalar energy expert. Everybody has scalar energy ability to think and to feel. And it's how you choose to think and to feel that in the outcome, that's how your consciousness will work for you.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, that's one of our greatest challenges right now, right? With so much overload of information around us that is controlling or directing us down a path of fear, doubt, separation, insecurity, it's really important to become this more heart-centered being. Like, this is the multidimensional portal as far as I'm concerned. Like, you know, the mind is a great tool and it has the power to instruct and deliver instructions, but for me, this connection to our heart and that never-ending beat that just keeps us alive, and it's measurable now. You know, it's subtle, but it's measurable, and it can attract and manifest things, and we just have to use those tools, you know, to create the life it is that we truly deserve.
Yes. Everybody has a mind and a heart. You determine your outcome. Don't forget that nonsense. You just concentrate on yourself. Think well, feel well, concentrate on yourself. Make your reality. Don't let anybody push you around.
Yeah, and please be curious. That's the one thing that helped me on my journey, is I didn't stop with one modality. I explored many modalities to understand and truly feel in an experiential way, what did that particular session or modality or technology do for me? And as soon as you've had a great experience, it's easy to share. It's like you want to shout it from the rooftops kind of thing once you've understood that something truly did help me.
Yeah, bravo.
Yeah, cool. Cool, Tom. Thank you so much for your time. I really deeply appreciate your time and your work. And I'm so excited to see where the Stephen Greer stuff goes, all of this new energy technology, zero-point field.
Unstoppable, John. It's unstoppable.
The wave is on.
it's unstoppable. Thank you.
You're welcome. We've been promised 1,000 years of peace, and I believe that we're past the tipping point.
We are. We're past the tipping point. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you so much, Tom. I really appreciate you. And I'll put all your details in the show notes. Keep shining your light. Keep connecting. And anytime you want to connect up and share your information, I'd be more than happy to, like, be such a proud supporter to really support the work you're doing.
You're a gentleman and a scholar. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you so much, Tom. Really appreciate you. Okay. Okay, my friend. So we'll just, that's just going to finish its upload. So we'll just have a quick little chat. Thank you so much.
Like, thank you.